Afternoon, everyone. My name's Carl. I'm an addict. And I'd like to thank Tao and this meeting for giving me the opportunity to come along and give a brief presentation regarding PI. PI stands for public information. And I'll just read out what our purpose is, and it is this. The purpose of the Public Information Committee is to carry the message of Cocaine Anonymous to the still suffering addict. We achieve this by making our presence known to the individuals, community groups, and interested parties affected by drug addiction. We also have the task of keeping our own fellowship members informed and up to date on changes with respect to Cocaine Anonymous. And I'll just sort of point out, on page 19 of the big book, it says, close by, hundreds are dropping into oblivion every day. We need to reach out to those people and just let them know who we are, what we do, and where they can find us. We're not obliged to give them the message when we first meet them. We just need to sow the first seed of hope in them and tell them there's a place they can come if they're like us, or even think they may be like us. And once they're in a meeting, they'll get to speak to another addict. They'll get to identify with the problem. They'll start to believe that maybe there is a solution for them. We don't have to do it. We don't have to be in this massive rush to think that we've got to cure the world when we first meet them. What we've got to do is just maybe give them a helping hand to find somewhere like this where they can then get the solution that they so desperately need in their own time. So, yeah, basically, PI work is primary purpose stuff for CA and each of its members. You know, we've got to carry that message to the addict who still suffers, both inside and outside the room. We achieve this by letting our communities know that we are here, we are free, and we are free from the misery and pain of addiction. So more specifically, you know, how do we actually sort of sow that seed? How do we actually get this message across to an addict or an alcoholic or someone and get them to attend their first meeting and talk to somebody else? Well, just as CA operates on different levels, PI operates on different levels. It can operate on a personal, a group, a district, an area level, or a regional and or world level. And we do this, you know, and we have a wealth of materials that we can use to support us within this, not only physical materials, but our own personal experience. And, you know, we are our biggest resource. Our members are our biggest resource. So I'll start with the personal level. How do we operate PI? How do we get public information out there to CA, you know, to the newcomer? It's us. We've had an experience with this program that enables us to help others in every area of what we do. We're out there in our communities every day. We're going to work, we're meeting people, we're getting the bus in the morning, we're walking past people, we're engaging with life again. So why not take that opportunity to just sow a seed and engage with other people? So first things first, just be aware that thousands of people are dropping into oblivion around us every single day. And if you've got that awareness, you've also got the opportunity then to actually maybe do a little something about it. And, you know, just so spare some time for people. You know, think a little bit in the mornings how much your life has improved by coming here. And if you could spare a little bit of time in your busy, busy day, because I know I can get really caught up in self and think that my needs are the most important thing in the world, but I've learned through this program that if I put the needs of others ahead of myself, I get that time back in abundance. So I just need to look around occasionally and go, actually, yeah, I will take 5 minutes to speak to this person, or that person's struggling. I'll give them a hand with something. I'll listen to them. I don't have to talk all the time, much as I like doing it. It's probably better sometimes that I just sit and listen. So, yeah, just be aware. That's your first step. You know, and then, you know, you should also be aware that it's not just the person who's got the drug addiction that's got the problem. There's all the people around them that could benefit from knowing that we're here, because it might be them that then tells the person with the problem where we are, or that they've heard that there might be a solution for them. So, you know, when we've got that awareness, bear in mind that we should think of people like family members, the community, neighbours, employees, professionals, i.e. the police, the doctors, the probation, social services, all these people who will be coming into contact with alcoholics and addicts, who can also benefit from knowing who we are, what we do, and where to find us. You know, we've got plenty of occasions where police officers have turned up, you know, to domestic incidents, and there's nothing they can do as a police officer apart from say, well, maybe you should go to one of these meetings. And they've done that, and people have come. You know, probation officers helping people in the community, knowing about us, knowing where we are, saying, well, you know, I can only do so much for you. Maybe you could try this. So we just got to be, again, where, what do I do for that? You know, how can I actually arm myself with some materials? Well, over the back there's a big table. There's plenty of posters on it. There's some business cards. And we have, I'd encourage you just to put some business cards in your wallet so that if you need it, you can give it to someone. We have a helpline that's manned, which is where part of your Trad 7 money goes to, is to help make sure that we have this resource, which is a free phone line for people to call. Make sure that number's in your phone, so if you need to access it fast or you need to send it to someone, you can. We've got a website, which, you know, puts out a little bit of what we do, gives a big long list of meetings, all that sort of thing. If that's in your phone or you've got it to hand, you can share that with people. But yeah, as I say, the most important thing, just be aware, I think, just be aware that you can help steer people here in all manner of different ways. You know, it doesn't have to be so obvious that you're picking someone up off the street and going, I know what you need. No, it's about attraction rather than sheer promotion. And yeah, just spend some time, find out what they need, find out what they're suffering with, and maybe you can pass that on. Once we've got that out of the way, you've got your groups, yeah? The groups is where we get the message. That's where we, you know, where we come, where we get some unity, where we start to begin our journey of recovery. So if you want to get involved with PI, you know, if you want to help, form a little PI committee within your own group. It's actually part and parcel of a group's responsibility to have a PI committee, same as it's supposed to have an H&I committee, as well as a T commitment and all those other things. It's in there. It's, you know, it's there in our 12 step that we need to try and carry the message to the addict who still suffers. So we've got loads of free materials, posters that you can distribute to your local neighbourhood, the area things that you can put in, business cards that you can take. And if you need funding for a special project where you want to raise awareness of CA, again, that's where you can go to your local district or area or world and request some of that Tradition 7 money back again so that we can help spread it out. You know, if you want to spread the awareness of your local group, how can you carry the message to the area, you know, to your local area best? Well, a poster campaign's a great way to start. We've got plenty of posters there. Help yourself to as many as you like. And, you know, where do we stick them? Well, your doctors, the pharmacy, police stations, courthouses, colleges, higher education, minicab offices, libraries, pawn shops, bars, pubs, clubs, rent offices, hostels, community spaces, church halls, churches, retail outlets, fast food outlet, news agents, work notice boards, employment offices, laundrettes, coffee shops. There are all manner of places where we can put a poster. That's not an exhaustive list, but you can see how, if you think about it, there's plenty of places you can get this stuff out. And we have a set of guidelines that we worked out to make sure that we don't piss anyone off when we do it. You know, and also to give people the opportunity to know what to say. Because I tell you what, I had a big book that showed me how to, well, if I actually need some guidelines sometimes to help me know how to relate to other people. You know, just simple stuff. You don't go in and saying, I represent Cocaine Anonymous. Nah, I'm a member of a fellowship that helps other addicts recover from, you know, a hopeless state of mind and body. Would you be so kind enough as to let me put a poster in your notice board? Something as simple as that. It's really easy when it's written down, you've got that to follow from. if you try and think over, we do overthink these things. It's really easy, and it's really satisfying. I'll just put that in as a personal. Every time I've gone out postering, I've been a little bit nervous when I go out because I'm a bit, you know, scared of rejection, scared of saying the wrong thing, scared of people turning me down. But you know what? 95% of my experience doing postering has been incredibly positive. People are very pleased that people are out there trying to help. They get a good feeling out of it. I get a good feeling out of it. The unity that I get with my fellows from the group through doing it, because we always combine it with a little bit of breakfast first and then a meet up afterwards with a tea and coffee afterwards, it feels really good to be trying to do something. So that really helps in terms of your group and your committee. Yeah, you've got that. That it helps with the unity. And you know what? If one person phones that helpline as a result of you doing spending a couple of hours one afternoon posting, it's all worth it. How much has my life improved since coming into CA? Immeasurably. Do you know what I mean? And that was because someone worked their 12 step on me. Someone got me to a meeting. How great to be a part of that, knowing that somewhere along the line, someone else has got the benefit of what we so freely enjoy these days. Again, you can look around in your local community. Is there a free newspaper that they'd let you put a little advert in? We can leave our literature in venues that we use. So here, for example, at Church Hall, if they're amenable, we can leave out a little sort of pack on a daily basis for people if they like that. We give big books and HFC, Hope, Faith and Courage, to libraries so that when people are going in to collect, you know, to pick up books, that's available to them. And we send out letters and pamphlets and offer to do presentations to the professionals in our community. Again, we have guidelines and materials for that as well. And then, you know, area, regional and world, it's just a slight upscaling of what we do individually and in our groups. If we need more money to do stuff, to do more adventurous slash bigger projects, then we're there. But remember, district, area, regional and world is only there to support the group and the individual members. So if you've got an idea, don't be thinking that that's a separate world. You just ask them if they've got something that they've got that you can use to help you. And that's what they'll do. There's been some interesting stuff done at district, area and regions. You know, we've put billboards up, you know, massive great bloody things that people can see when they're driving up along a dual carriageway, sides of buses, advertising hoardings around football matches at half time. It spins around. They did a thing where you put the CA message and all the helpline things on cash machines, but that would only kick in at midnight until 4 a.m. in the morning in certain areas where we know that there's a problem. It cost virtually fuck all, excuse my French, but it reached 60,000 people who were taking out cash between 12 and 4 in the morning. Most people who take out cash between 12 and 4 in the morning, there's a good chance that there might be one or two of us in there. So that's kind of great stuff. We do radio ads, we do PSAs and videos. PSAs, you know, public service announcements, or little things that we can get out there, whatever. We do Instagram, we do a Facebook. We have audiovisual presentations for professionals that we can access. And what else have we done? We can do multi-platform cooperation with outside bodies. We can get together with AA and NA and the police and the probation and see if there's a way that we can combine our resources to just get people into these rooms so that they can be free. There was a great one in Holland. They confiscated a drug dealer's phone. It had something like 2,000 numbers in it. Normally what the police do is they send out a message going, we know who you are and we're going to get you. So CA in Holland said, maybe we could try a different approach. And they got together with AA and NA and the police and said, can we send a message that says, if you're struggling, we may have a solution. And they built a specific website and they sent that out to 2,000 addicts. They got about 600 people went onto that website, at least 20 or 30 that then got themselves into a treatment program as a result. That's public information. That's just letting people know who we are and where to find us. They weren't even telling them, you know, what they're going to do. They're just reaching out to say, here we are. So if any of this has been interesting or informative, and you have any further questions, I'm going to be here till about 4 o'clock today. Please do come up and see me. I'll be over the back there. And please do take as many posters, guidelines, what is CA, business cards, fill your boots, we'll just get more printed. And I'll leave on this. Public Information Service is about making friends. We are a fellowship that wishes to promote its principles and its work, but not its individual members. So rather than promoting ourselves, we are simply informing others about CA, what it is, what it isn't, and how to access meetings. How did you find yourself so fortunate as to discover these rooms? I'll leave it there. Thank you.